In this bulletin, fires continue to burn in Queensland and New South Wales. A 19-year-old Indigenous man dies after being shot by police. And Australian Paralympian Corey Anderson wins the World Javelin Championship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The three people who've died in bushfires in New South Wales that have destroyed more than 150 homes have been identified as Julie Fletcher, George Knoll and Vivian Chaplin. Ms Fletcher's body was discovered in a burnt-out home in the town of Johns River, around 40 kilometres north of Taree on the mid-north coast. Mr Knoll's body was found in a burnt car near Glen Innes, while Ms Chaplin was treated for burns before being transported to a Sydney hospital where she later died. Authorities say five others who had been reported missing have all been accounted for. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her thoughts are with all those affected by the fires.
It's a relief to know that conditions have eased, but it's only now that communities, that members, that families are realising the state of their properties, the shock will start sinking in, and we need to make sure we're here to wrap around our services, but also just our moral support as people go through these difficult circumstances.
The Rural Fire Service is urging residents to stay alert and prepared as weather conditions are expected to worsen again from Tuesday. Meanwhile in Queensland, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is warning the fires ravaging the state aren't normal for this time of the year. The Rural Fire Service is working to get control lines around the severe fires before conditions worsen on Tuesday. Ms Palaszczuk says there are currently more than 35 aircraft, 300 vehicles and 400 firefighters tackling the fires. She says the situation has the potential to worsen in the coming weeks.
I want to thank everybody who's been involved. This has been a big task, and as we know, Queensland does not usually have this fire season like we've experienced this year and last year. We've had a briefing today from the Bureau as well, and we're not expecting much rainfall as well until December and on to next year.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is urging residents to adequately prepare for the fire season. It comes as the state government launches a new advertising campaign aimed at reinforcing the importance of planning and preparing for bushfires. The How Well Do You Know Fire campaign will feature on TV, radio and across digital, print and social media, warning Victorians of the risks of complacency. Mr Andrews says while the ads are confronting, the risk of bushfires shouldn't be underestimated.
The benefit of a community that's well engaged and well motivated and reminded of the tragedy that can come from not being prepared, I think far outweighs the fact that it is a very confronting campaign. So I thank everybody who's been involved in developing it. This season is going to be challenging, as all seasons are. It'll be long, hot, dry and dangerous.
In other news, a community in the Northern Territory Central Desert is calling for justice after a 19-year-old Indigenous man was fatally shot by police. The man was shot on Saturday evening at Uendamu, north of Alice Springs, after two police officers went to the community to arrest him. Acting Deputy Commissioner Michael White says the man was shot during a scuffle with police. He says medical staff had left the community prior to the incident and the man died before an ambulance arrived.
It's a tragic and serious incident that we're dealing with. It's been declared a critical incident and the coroner has been briefed and it has been declared a death in custody. Our key priority at the moment is to ensure the well-being of the family and the members involved in the incident and also make sure that we can maintain community safety.
Walbury Elder Ned Hargraves has told NITV family and community members were prevented by police from seeing the young man overnight. In athletics, Australia's Corey Anderson is the newly crowned World Javelin Champion, making a record-breaking distance at the World Para Athletics Championships. The 19-year-old improved his own 55.14-metre world record that he set at last year's National Championships in Sydney with a 56.25-metre hurl in the Dubai final. Mr Anderson says his confidence has gone from 0 to 100. His gold medal moves Australia into 7th place in the overall tally. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 30. Similar conditions in Adelaide and 34. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 28. Hobart, shower 2 developing, 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 26. Similar conditions in Wollongong and 25. Sydney, also mostly sunny, 27. Newcastle, sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, sunny, 32. And similar conditions for Darwin and 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.